Doorways for prayer. How to ask permission wisely in motorcycle settings. One of the most important skills in motorcycle chaplaincy is learning how to offer prayer without creating pressure. Prayer is powerful. Prayer is holy. Prayer is one of the great privileges of Christian ministry. But prayer offered badly can feel intrusive, awkward, or controlling. That is why wise chaplaincy does not merely ask, "Should I pray?" It also asks, "How do I ask permission wisely?" In motorcycle settings, that question matters a great deal. People may carry deep spiritual need, but they may also carry caution. Some may have a history with church. Some may have disappointment. Some may welcome prayer immediately. Others may want it, but feel unsure. Still, others may not be ready in that moment. A chaplain must learn how to recognize that prayer should be offered as care, not imposed as pressure. That begins with permission. A simple question like, "Would it be okay if I prayed for you?" can make a big difference. It gives the other person room to say yes honestly. It also gives room to say no, not now, or maybe later. That matters because dignity matters. The person in front of you is not a ministry project. He or she is an image bearer with moral agency. A wise chaplain does not corner people with prayer. A wise chaplain opens a doorway. Sometimes the doorway is very direct. You may say, "Would prayer be welcome right now?" Other times it may be gentler. You may say, "If it would help, I'd be glad to pray." Or, "I'm available for prayer if that would be meaningful to you." These phrases are simple, respectful, and non-demanding. Tone also matters. Do not ask in a way that sounds loaded, as though a good person must say yes. Do not ask loudly in public if the moment is private. Do not ask so dramatically that the offer itself becomes emotionally heavy. Keep it calm. Keep it human. Keep it easy to receive. Timing matters too. Not every moment is the same. If a writer is angry, a family member is in shock, or a person is barely holding composure in public, prayer may still be appropriate, but the way you offer it must match the moment. Sometimes the person is ready. Sometimes the person first needs your quiet presence. Sometimes a short prayer is right. Sometimes waiting is wiser. Length matters as well. If someone says yes, do not assume that means they want a sermon disguised as prayer. In early or sensitive moments, brief prayer is often best. Clear, compassionate, and sincere. Not long. Not performative. Not trying to impress everyone nearby. Prayer should serve the person, not the chaplain. A wise prayer in a motorcycle setting may sound like this. "Lord, please give strength, peace, and mercy today. Be near in this hard moment. Guide, protect, and comfort. In Jesus' name, amen." That is enough. It is also important to recognize when public prayer may feel exposing. In a parking lot, hospital hallway, or group setting, someone may welcome care but not want visible attention. That is why a chaplain should remain aware of privacy. You may ask, "Would you prefer I pray quietly right here or another time?" That gives even more room. And what if the person says no? Then you honor that. You do not become offended. You do not push. You do not say, "Are you sure?" You simply respond with kindness. You might say, "Of course. I'm still glad to be here." That answer protects trust. Often, pressure closes the very door that care could have opened. But respectful prayer invitations build credibility. They show that your faith is real enough not to force itself. They show that your care honors the person, not just your intention. And over time, that kind of prayer posture may open deeper spiritual conversations because people feel safe with you. Prayer is one of the great ministries of a chaplain. But in motorcycle chaplaincy, prayer offered wisely is often more powerful than prayer offered quickly. Open the door. Do not force the door. And let prayer remain what it should be, a gift of love offered with humility